off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Why are you going to the airport? Flying somewhere?
How'd you guess?
Well, I saw your luggage. And when I noticed the airline ticket, I put two and two together.
Yeah, big old jet.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Dennis, navigating the latest aviation news and information. All right, so the FAA is trying to make us safer. And what did they do? Put out a notice or a suggestion of what they would like to see the industry, CFIs do over the next year or so, or what? What is
this? Yeah, towards the end of January, they released an info brief, which was based on a safety recommendation from the NTSB. Basically, they've identified spatial disorientation as an issue in, the Kobe Bryant crash out in California back in 2020, but also in many other incidents. Over 80% of aviation accidents have involved human factors. And what they're trying to do is basically increase awareness for the CFIs to better train the students to recognize the symptoms of spatial disorientation or the things that can cause it. And we've talked about this on the show not that long ago. You've experienced it, flying at night over the Everglades when we were doing the training in the Mooney.
Right.
Me flying back from the Keys, in a pitch black, no moon night.
You have no point of reference. Yeah.
Yeah. Or what you may see is the string of lights of the island off of in your right, and you think that that's the horizon, and you start to turn and try to level your wings, and now all of a sudden your nose low in a spiral turn. That happened to JFK Jr., how many years ago out over Nantucket or Martha's Vineyard, wherever he was flying, basically over the ocean at night, and you wind up in a bad situation. And so, I'm trying to think, how can we use technology maybe to help, improve this? And I keep seeing, the Vision Pro headsets from Apple and Meta's VR headsets. This seems to be an ideal use case for these things.
So what would you do? Like put that headset on and then turn off all the lights, or it's like, are you upside down now, or how do you know, or what?
Well, I'm imagining a enterprising software development company, or even like a training company like Sporties, may come up with a, something that you could run on the headset that would basically either use a video, simulating taking off at night, and you would get to experience that while sitting in the chair. Mm-hmm. You know how disorienting those flight sims can be. Try to stand up straight with a vision headset on and with a roller coaster playing or something like that. It's like, oh my God, your head is not in the right place. And that's exactly what's happening in the airplane.
Right. But when you experience that scenario where you've lost reference, that's where you got to kind of put on your IFR thinking cap and focus on the instruments, right?
Just like, and that's exactly what the FAA is wanting, the instructors to do.
Some
is
more
to
foggle type work, you think?
Well, or that, but just, be able to show the student, here's some of the recovery strategies. Trust your instruments. Okay, we've been saying that for decades. Trust your instruments. Use your equipment. Put the autopilot on. Hold wings level. That's a great thing. Fly straight and level. Cross-check your instruments. Don't make sudden movements. When you're taking off, you don't need to get in a fighter pilot departure out of Key West. Nice, gentle bank turn while watching the instruments. Maintain some sort of visual reference, but be aware that visual reference also could be the cause of your spatial disorientation. The Keys are fantastic for that because you've got that string of islands with lights and street lights. It can actually look like the horizon. So all of a sudden you think that you're in a right-hand turn. So you do that, you turn to level out that horizon, and all of a sudden you're in a diving left-hand turn. Oops.
Yeah. You're diving right into the ocean if you're not.
Exactly. Not something you want to do.
Right.
So
you got if you set up like that virtual reality scenario, you could just set up more of a real world scenario, just like you described, and have the pilots work through it and kind of have an idea like, okay, yeah, I can see how these lights would make it look like I'm going to think, differently than what my instruments are saying or whatever, right?
Yeah, and I think it would be very easy to put together a scenario like that using X-Plane or Microsoft Flight Simulator and using a VR headset to, you know, basically induce that type of illusion.
Right.
And let the student actually see what it's like. Or as a CFI, maybe, you know, you're doing your students a disservice by doing your night takeoffs and landings right as the 1 hour mark hits. Maybe we should, you know, hold out and go on a dark night with no moon and take your student on a cross country instead of just doing 10 laps in the pattern to get their required landings.
Right. You know? I don't even know. Is X-Plane using like Apple Vision Pro? Can you do that yet?
I believe you can. I don't have one, so I haven't tried it. But I mean, considering X-Plane runs on a Mac, I would imagine you could make it work on that.
Yeah.
Probably be easier to make it work with a Meta headset just because that's more cross-platform. But
right.
Still.
But the more practice in that regard, the better. I mean, for sure. And like you said, it would just kind of give you a little bit more of a real-world feel of, you know, encountering that disorientation vibe, as opposed to just putting on foggles and blinding the pilot and making them rely on the instruments for like IFR training, right?
Right, because with the foggles, you're just teaching them how to fly the instruments. They're not seeing what the outside view was that caused you to get that disconnect between, you know, that seat of the pants, butt feel, and the disorientation. Mm-hmm. It's a shame, but not far away from me at Venice Airport on the west side of Florida here, they've had two airplanes within a year that crashed on takeoff out of Venice. The pilots took off towards the ocean, which is the preferred runway for, you know, calm wind conditions, and they took off into that black hole, and they wound up in the drink. Perfectly good airplanes, and, you know, just because of the disorientation, it's so quick and so insidious that I really think that is something that we as flight instructors need to be aware of and step up. And as students, I think you need to seek out additional training.
Well, there's that. I do also wonder, though, are we going to see some technology that's going to kind of illustrate that, almost like, you know, like the stuff like electric cars see? What, not FLIR? Is it FLIR or, you know, something in front of you where it kind of would actually, could it actually decipher the horizon, even though we don't
that
physically
is happening
see it?
Today. The synthetic vision that's built into like Garmin's panels and stuff like that is mm-hmm. already there. The costs are coming down. People are putting FLIR cameras. I think you can get FLIR on the new Cirruses, to help see through, haze and whatnot. So
fog,
yeah, it definitely,
else. Yeah.
Yep.
So, I mean, you know, that would be another workaround too, but FAA, just going back to what they put out on that notice, is that they would just want to see CFIs, teach that a little bit more, or just kind of emphasize the fact that you could easily lose your way if you're not prepared to deal with that kind of scenario, I assume, right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. You know, and it doesn't take much. I've literally been a passenger in an airplane where we took off out of Marathon, and in the left-hand turn to start heading back to the main coast, all of a sudden we're in a descending right-hand turn, and I took control of the airplane. It's like it can happen quickly into anybody.
And you took control. Why? Because you saw that
we were making a right-hand turn and descending when we should have been making a left-hand turn climbing. Hmm. And so I knew exactly what happened. It was in my airplane. And, you know, next thing I did was reached over and hit the heading bug on the autopilot.
Right.
And, you know, turned the wings level on. It's like, okay, let's
get this straight. That wasn't me, for the record, right?
Yeah. No, it was not you.
Okay, good. Just making sure. But yeah, that little trek where Dennis flies out of Fort Myers down to Key West, it is remarkable on a night flight how dark it really is, because there's not a lot of lights right, you know, lighting up US-1 all the way down, or it goes in pockets. And though you'll go through several miles of a stretch in the Keys where US-1 doesn't have much light, and you won't see anything. And you're just like, it's just like a sea of blackness, especially if there's no moon or anything, which is
cloud cover.
Yes, which is kind of what happened to us one night out there. And well, yeah, you just don't want to find yourself in that scenario. We got more coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.